This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. House of Representatives late Wednesday night approved a deal to avoid the federal government from defaulting on its debts. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The compromise agreement between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden did not please most lawmakers, but still passed easily.
Yeas are 314, the nays are 117.
Tonight, we all made history.
Immediately after the vote, McCarthy said it's the biggest spending cut Congress has ever approved. Still, far-right conservatives like Chip Roy had vowed to block the bill.
You cut a deal that shouldn't have been cut,
saying the cuts were not nearly deep enough. Democrats said it was far better than the alternative, a potentially catastrophic first-ever default on America's debt. The bill now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it would move quickly to the Oval Office.
I cannot stress enough that we have no margin, no margin for error.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday China's decision to decline a meeting between U.S. and Chinese defense chiefs is unfortunate, particularly given recent provocative Chinese behavior. Washington had invited China's Minister of National Defense, Li Shangfu, to hold talks with Austin on the sidelines of a defense summit in Singapore this week. In Tokyo, on a brief trip before his arrival in Singapore, Austin said he's always open to hold talks with China.
I would welcome any opportunity to engage with leadership. I think defense departments should be talking to each other on a routine basis, or should have open channels for communication.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived at a summit of some 50 European leaders in Moldova, becoming the focal point of an event that seeks to quell regional conflicts and shore up unity in the face of Russia's war. This is VOA News. A federal judge in the U.S. state of Texas, who previously ruled the DACA program that protects certain immigrants was illegal, is expected to hear arguments Thursday on a revised version of the federal policy. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program prevents the deportation of immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. In 2021, U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen ruled the program was illegal and said states wanting to stop it had standing to file a lawsuit. An appeals court upheld Hanen's ruling, but sent the case back to him to review changes made to the program by the Biden administration. Nine states, including Texas, Kansas, and Mississippi, filed suit, claiming the revised DACA program is no different from the original, and they incur hundreds of millions of dollars when immigrants are allowed to remain in the country illegally. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Fewer babies are being born in the United States. VOA's Richard Green has more.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the U.S. saw fewer births in 2022 than it did before the pandemic. A little under 3.7 million babies were born last year, about 3,000 fewer than the year before. U.S. births were declining for more than a decade before COVID-19 hit, then dropped 4% from 2019 to 2020. They ticked up about 1% in 2021, an increase attributed to pregnancies that couples had put off in the early days of the pandemic. The CDC says births to moms 35 and older continued to rise, but were offset by record low birth rates to teens and women in their early 20s. Richard Green, VOA News.
Officials at the U.S. Federal Reserve are sending out stronger signals. They may decide not to impose another increase in interest rates at the central bank's next meeting. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Three leading Fed officials have expressed support for the idea of skipping a rate hike in June. Fed Governor Philip Jefferson says that would give policymakers time to see more data. President Biden has nominated Jefferson to be the Fed's vice chair, putting him close to the center of Fed policymaking. The comments come despite a slew of tough talk from other Fed policymakers and a disappointing inflation report last week. And those suggesting a pause also indicate hikes could resume later this year. The Fed has implemented 10 straight hikes, pushing its benchmark interest rate to about 5.1%, the highest in 16 years. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The World Meteorological Organization voted in Argentina Celeste Saulo on Thursday to become its first woman leader and steer the organization into the critical global role in tracking climate change. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.